listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News. Time 7:30. We're broadcasting live a special edition of Utah's Morning News, Guns at School. We're live on location at Utah Valley University this morning.
We'll have highs today in the 70s, but warming up to the 80s by the weekend. Right now, downtown, 53 degrees.
Northbound 15 is a parking lot between Bluffdale and Midvale. I'm Heather Kelly.
KSL's top story this hour, balancing your rights against your safety.
Utah is a very, very gun-friendly state.
Nearly every time shots are fired on a school campus, we remember that guns are legal there.
But legal analysts say they doubt that's going to change. Our live team coverage, Guns at School, begins with KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour, live on the scene on Utah's Capitol Hill. Peter?
Amanda, all states have their own gun laws and those that allow gun-free zones, but schools are not included. Defense attorney Greg Skourdis also says people can legally carry on public campuses here or in Utah or anywhere else for that matter.
Except if you can show some reason, some sort of event that public safety would override the person's right to carry the firearm.
Stadiums and some large public venues can prohibit guns, even though school shootings prompt calls for carry laws to change. Skourdis says lawmakers here won't let that happen, especially for those who carry legally. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Hillary Clinton was on the campaign trail in Iowa making her case for tougher gun laws.
We have to act against those people who should not have guns in the first place.
GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says he's sticking by a statement that gun control only works for law-abiding citizens.
Carson is now being called insensitive by critics. The GOP candidate also bashing President Obama's plan to visit with victims, saying if he were elected, he'd be too busy to go. Jeb Bush also criticized just days after the Oregon shooting for his comments. And others like Donald Trump saying new gun laws are not the answer. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley sticking with their plan for stricter gun laws.
That's ABC's Stephanie Ramos in Washington.
Utah's elementary and secondary schools now regularly drill for an active shooter situation or similar threat. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage. Guns at School, live on the scene at the Granite School District Office. Mary?
Brian, schools have lockouts, soft lockdowns, and hard lockdowns depending on the threat. Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley says they have protocols for any situation.
Individuals don't have the right to just simply walk down the hall of a school and go wherever they would like. For the integrity and the safety of our students and staff.
Horsley says they drill regularly with soft lockdowns and hard lockdowns. One is where the threat is outside the school. The other is where it is inside. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The latest trend in active shooter drills at school does not stop with teaching kids to hide or run. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our live team coverage, Guns at School. Becky?
Amanda, those first two things, running and hiding, are both very important. In fact, they say that should be your first resort. But a new grant from the Department of Homeland Security is funding for many communities a new program called Run, Hide, Fight.
As a last resort, if your life is at risk, whether you are alone or working together as a group, fight. Act with aggression.
And that advice includes throwing whatever you have at hand, whether that's desk chairs, books, pencils, anything that you can do to disrupt the attack. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Our special coverage, Guns at School, does not end with Utah's Morning News. Join us today at noon for a special hour of the Browsers, live from Salt Lake Community College. They'll be looking at the role of mental health in active shooter situations. They'll also be talking to moms of troubled kids.
In other news this morning, the president of Turkey has some tough talk for Russian President Vladimir Putin. KSL's top national stories this hour with Simone Seitley live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, it's a warning to Russia to stay out of Turkish airspace while Russia is bombing in Syria.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is losing patience with Russian warplanes flying over the country. The president is warning that an attack on Turkey means an attack on NATO.
ABC's Carmen Gentile in Turkey. There have been two incidents of Russian warplanes crossing the Syrian-Turkish border. A stunning announcement about nuclear smuggling. ABC's Brian Ross has more.
This morning, authorities in the Eastern European country of Moldova say they've broken up a criminal ring with ties to Russia, prepared to sell radioactive material to ISIS, supposedly for a dirty bomb to target America.
The official adds that the ISIS group focuses on much simpler, more easily obtainable weapons. On the continuing refugee problem, the EU says they're on the lookout for human smugglers in international waters of the Mediterranean. This after thousands of lives have been lost to such smugglers. And the Catholic Church has removed a priest in northern Italy that says pedophilia in the church is caused by the children seeking the affection of priests because of a lack of it at home. The Reverend Gio Flam, now removed from all pastoral work and forbidden from preaching. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Simone Cycli, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, what are the laws when it comes to guns in schools, and will they change?
And emergency triple team traffic.
I-15 backed up throughout all of Lehigh up to Point of the Mountain from an earlier crash, and then pretty thick backups from Bluffdale to Sandy because of a separate crash. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 7:36.
Guns at school. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah law not only allows guns on campuses, there are only a few exceptions where they're not allowed, like at an event in the stadium.
Greg Skordis is a defense attorney and legal analyst for KSL News Radio.
We talk about what we call gun-free zones, and there are certain places where you cannot carry a firearm. Campuses are not included in those unless there's some specific event or activity or something going on. For example, a person would not likely be able to carry a gun into a stadium or an event where there's something going on to that effect. But the state can't regulate a person's right to legally carry a gun as a student or administrator at a public school. Guns are not prohibited except if you can show some reason, some sort of event that public safety would override the person's right to carry the firearm. Every state has their own rules and every state has their own guidelines on what can be done. Utah is a very, very gun-friendly state, and so we are much more relaxed in what we allow people to do in terms of carrying firearms. The general rule in Utah is that you can carry a firearm unless you're restricted, unless you're in a gun-free zone, where some states may have rules just the opposite, which is you can only carry a gun if you're sort of authorized to do that. There's always talk every time there's a shooting at some school that we should restrict that. I mean, and that's just not going to happen in Utah, whether you like it or not. We're an open carry state. People who lawfully possess a firearm can possess it pretty much anywhere that they want, so long as it's not what we call a restricted gun-free zone, which some private entities can have.
And certainly our texters are very supportive of that this morning. If you have an opinion you'd like to share with us and you are safely able to do so, text us at 57500. KSL News Time is 7:39. We have emergency triple team traffic with three times more eyes on the road, brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Andy?
Sadly, it's going to be a long drive into downtown Salt Lake for Utah County drivers. I'll start on the Salt Lake County side, where traffic's backed up from Bluffdale up into South Jordan, Sandy, right 106, the first batch of stop and go breaks up. Another batch hits you about the 215 interchange and continues into Murray, plus some slowing in South Salt Lake. I'm also seeing Bangor Highway delays pretty thick now through Kearns and West Valley. Eric Butler?
Now, as far as Utah County is concerned, if you're heading up from Springville all the way to the Lehigh Main Street exit, you're in good shape. But right at that point, you're going to start seeing some slowdowns, and then it gets pretty thick as you go between 2100 North and SR92. Get back up to speed briefly at Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Things are still just a little bit slow between Layton Parkway and 200 North in Kaysville. But after that, traffic is eased up considerably, so you'll be at pretty good speeds the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake. Legacy Parkway seeing some delays, though, between Bountiful and Woods Cross, but no problems on most of the city streets. Odyssey Dance Theater is back. It's Thriller time. Ogden, Park City, Provo, Logan, Richfield, Idaho Falls, Tuacon and St. George, and Kingsbury Hall. Go to odysseydance.com for tickets and all performance details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great looking day today. The scattered showers, the darker clouds out, partly cloudy skies in, and our high temperatures in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now we've got clear skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 53 degrees, triple team traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines.
We are broadcasting this morning from Utah Valley University with special coverage, Guns at School, and our focus is on how to keep students safe here and at other college campuses and at K-12 schools. We're going to be talking in just a moment about the challenges of protecting a spread out campus. And a spokesman from Salt Lake Community College will join us in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, weather, and BYU Cougar Station. KSL News Time, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, more communities are taking advantage of a Homeland Security grant program that teaches you to fight back against an active shooter. The Run, Hide, Fight program stresses fighting back is a last resort and only if your life is in danger.
Second, police and the Box Elder County Sheriff's Office are warning parents about someone making the rounds offering kids free candy. So far, no one has been hurt or taken. The only description of the vehicle is that it's a white car.
Third, we've got an emergency traffic situation brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers.
Traffic backed up from Lehigh over Point of the Mountain. There's a stretch where you don't get in the backups, but for the most part, from 2100 North Lehigh to 106 South in Sandy, you'll be in stop-and-go traffic. We're also seeing backups in both directions on I-15 around the South Interchange and at the North Interchange. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
53 downtown.
Traffic can be bad enough, and wet weather makes it worse. So get updates on both every 10 minutes on the 9s on KSL News Radio. Guns at School. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're broadcasting live this morning from Utah Valley University with special coverage, Guns at School.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline to talk about the challenges of protecting a spread-out campus is spokesman for Salt Lake Community College, Joy Talu. Joy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Good morning to you. Let's talk specifically about those challenges. How tough is it to protect something like Salt Lake Community College?
Well, with a multi-site urban college, as we are, it presents its challenges, but we definitely engage in careful planning and training to meet those challenges.
Do you have a text and email alert system? Is there a loudspeaker system or video cameras employed? How do you go about that?
We have all three of those, and one of the most sophisticated systems that we use is an emergency alert system that will send a text and email and a voicemail to whatever contact information our users have.
What kind of, training programs have you done in the past as far as trying to get people prepped for something like this to happen?
Well, we definitely go over campus safety during student orientation, new student orientation, as well as new faculty orientation. And all employees are engaged in a progressive program that's mandatory on workplace violence. The relationship that we have with Utah Highway Patrol, is significant. They are our campus police. We don't have a separate team. So we have the full skills, knowledge, strength, and speed of Utah Highway Patrol.
You know, and just briefly, Joy, we can't hide our heads in the sand about this anymore. I mean, this has to be something we talk about openly with students.
Absolutely. In each one of the classrooms, there's instructions for students to sort of access that give very specific instructions on what how to respond given a situation like the ones that we've seen in schools lately. So
we appreciate so much what you do to protect the students, and we thank you for your time this morning. The spokesman for Salt Lake Community College, Joy Talu, with us on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time now, 7:49. We've got an emergency traffic situation brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. What's going on, Andy Farnsworth?
Brian, if you're heading north on I-15, a couple of crashes happened earlier that sort of gummed up the works, and now we're trying to recover from it, haven't had much luck. Salt Lake Valley, you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic between Bluffdale and about 123rd South. Then you've got more backups, and this is a little bit out of the ordinary, from 7200 up to 5300 South. Haven't had a crash reported, but there's something causing that delay that's out of the ordinary. Also having some troubles along the west side on Bangor Highway, very slow from South Jordan into West Jordan, and then our usual backups in Kearns and West Valley at 54 and 3500 South in particular. And we've got a crash 33rd South and State Street reported, Eric Butler.
I-15 at full speed in Utah County from Provo up to American Fork, starting in Lehigh at 2100 North. You're going to run into some slowdowns, and that'll exist all the way past SR-92 as you go up towards Point of the Mountain, where you finally get back up to the speed limit again. Redwood Road also slow now as you move from SR-73 up to 2100 North. Heather?
I-15 southbound back to speed through Layton, Kaysville, but now you're slow and go from Main Street in North Salt Lake all the way into downtown. And then KSL traffic trooper Brian, let us know about some slowdowns on the east side belt. This is northbound right around 4500 South. Now it looks like those delays have eased, but as you continue north, you're going to hit stop and go traffic from 33rd South all the way over to Foothill Drive, where it's very congested. Need a furnace expert? Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. For more information, please visit thompsonandsons.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's exclusive 7-day forecast.
Good morning, guys. We've had a cooler and wet weather. Now we start to dry up and warm up. Partly cloudy, low 70s today, 75, and mostly sunny tomorrow. And lots of sunshine near 80 starting Friday and all the way through early next week. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it is 53 degrees. Triple Team traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.